You are very welcome to Captain Murph's Cancer Kicking Podcast, the factual, chronological, and indeed real life story of Dunchoklin-based Irishman Aidan Murphy. Now he is currently dealing with, but more importantly, fighting his inoperable cancer. From piloting helicopters to flying hot air balloons, and being the first aviator in the world licensed to do both, since, I might add, after being permanently blinded in one eye at the tender age of 5. Take it from me, Aidan's podcasts are definitely ones worth tuning into. Thank you for your time, and enjoy.
Good after morning. You're very welcome along. Podcast number 2 for me. But here, who's counting? Thank you for all the feedback, positive and otherwise, from my first attempt at it. It was all much appreciated. It can only get better from now on in, I think. I hope. It won't be long one either, folks, so sit back and enjoy it. As I said, welcome along. Look up the word energy in a dictionary and it'll tell you what it means. And you know what? The dictionary is correct. We can't argue with it. But there's a second description for energy as well. Or should I say lack of it, when you don't have the energy. Can you find that in the dictionary? Probably not is the answer. And for me, it happened last Tuesday gone by. Went in for my chemo. My bloods were a bit low because they do blood tests on us first to make sure our bodies are up for the chemo, if you like. By us, I mean my fellow cancer patients along with myself. Because chemo kills white blood cells. And white blood cells fight infection. So again, it's not rocket science to figure out. Blood cells need to be up. But it's self-defeating because, as I said, chemo kills it. Kills the cancer, but also kills the white blood cells. So last Tuesday, my blood cells were, well, let's say they weren't up because they were down. A bit like in the ballooning, up and down. So blood count was down, but not critically so. Or shall I say, it was borderline. It was a 1.1, bordering on the 1. It should be 1.3, 1.4, 1.5. If things are to happen properly. The danger, you see, is that because it's low, and then they give me my chemo, it'll drop even lower again. And what that just means in plain English is I'm susceptible to every little infection that's out there. But when I get my little infections, or my colleagues, or my fellow cancer patients do, it doesn't stop with the cold and the sneeze. Within 72 hours, we could be talking about extremely high body temperatures, and then pneumonia is knocking on the door. So it's a big no-no. So you can understand why our hospitals and our oncologists are very, not nervous, but very mindful of the fact that our blood count has to be right. So mine was borderline last Tuesday. And with that, my doc, Dr. Darko, came up to me, the registrar in there in the Bonsi Cure, and he says to me, Aidan, your blood levels aren't the best. They're low. How do you feel? And again, these people look into your eyes and they can see how you feel. I think they just want to confirm things with you, to be honest with you. So I said, Doc, I says, I feel okay. Okay, I know I'm tired. I knew my bloods weren't going to be right. You tend to know your body in these situations. But I said, I'm up for it if you are. Because my thinking was, I always have the bed to go back and sleep into after my chemo. Whereas if we defer it, it's gone for another week. And Dr. Darko agreed. He goes, yes, Aidan, you know what? Let's do it. And I said, roll up the sleeve, find a vein, let's go in, let's give the chemo and see what happens next. And that's exactly what we did. My own particular chemo, because everybody's different, as you know, my own particular chemo or chemotherapy, to give it its proper title, takes about 2 hours. I'm on 2 different types of drugs. A good friend of mine who's also in a similar position to me asked me earlier, he says, Aidan, he says, not being funny, but what is chemo? This other gentleman is on radiation treatment. And I said to him, I said, you know what? I says, chemo, it can be, and I stand corrected on this, to be by the qualified individuals. It can be 40, 50 different drugs, but it's whatever suits your body at the time. They'll take maybe two or three different drugs, and that's my chemo. So your chemo will be totally different. So that's what chemo is. It's just a selection of drugs appropriate to my illness, or in fairness to my cancer, not necessarily somebody else's. So the side effects will be different. The energy level to be different. The tiredness will be different. So 2 hours later, my chemo was in me last Tuesday, and I felt great. Unbelievably so. I said, well, my bloods are down, my chemo was in, I don't feel that bad. But I wish it was that easy. You know, these things don't lie, blood tests don't lie. So it was actually on Wednesday. I went to bed on Tuesday when I came home. On Wednesday, I was absolutely floored, folks. You know, I could just barely remember my own name. The energy wasn't in my mind. It wasn't in my toes and my fingers. It was nowhere. I could probably hold a cup of coffee and that was it. So the answer was quite simple. Aidan, the bed is calling. Your body is calling you to it. And my mind obviously agreed. So 2.5 hours later, snoozes were had. Sorry, 2.5 hours of snoozes were had. And I felt much better for it when I got up. And that's the ups and downs. You can feel $1 million 1 minute, the next minute you won't. Where I'm coming from is, if you have a friend going through chemo or you're going through it yourself, don't be embarrassed or don't be surprised. If you're the patient and you have to cancel that outing at short notice, people will and probably should understand, cancel it. If you're visiting somebody that's on chemo and they cancel you at short notice, have the understanding, as I'm sure you would. You know, the intentions were good, but if the energy isn't there, there's no point in meeting them either, because the levels aren't there. And if the energy isn't there, nothing else is there either. So energy is an important part of the deal, folks. We need it. And people on chemo like me need it more than anybody else, which makes sense, because we want to get better. And getting better does not happen on low battery cells. A torch doesn't shine brightly on low batteries. It needs fresh ones. So as I say, don't feel guilty about going to bed. Have that snooze. I call it a sneaky snooze. I probably shouldn't, because it's not sneaky. It's needed. It's wanted. It takes big boxes when I get it. And it's important. It's important for my body and my soul as well. And obviously when you're meeting people, you want to be informed for meeting people. If people are taking the trouble to come visit you, or you're making an effort to visit them, be it a birthday party or a social occasion, everybody wants to be in good form. Which brings me on to the point I'm trying to make in this particular piece. And it is, if you don't feel well and you're feeling just down, it doesn't mean you have to cancel things. Have that cup of coffee. You know what? Go for the half an hour. Say you'll come home early. I know I've said this before, but it's worked out for me positively in so many ways, in that, you know, go with that half-hearted attitude energy-wise. And if things improve, which they probably will, by the way, stay out for the night. I don't mean till 2 or 3 in the morning, but have that extra beer. And if you like it, have the extra one after that. But come home and go to bed. But the point being, if you made that decision before you left the house, you wouldn't have left it at all. And all of a sudden, it becomes a different habit. So be mindful of energy, even if you don't have it. But what I'm really saying is, don't be afraid just to push that little boundary outside, that little bit extra, if you think it'll get you there. And you know what? Things could change when you arrive at your destination, be it at the pub, the hotel, at your friend's house. And if it doesn't, just come home, but push it that little bit extra. We all know our own bodies, and nobody will know your own body better than yourself. So that's my advice. And I'm giving that to myself to listen to again, but I'm also giving it to you. As I said, be it a friend or a family, or perhaps you're on chemo yourself, you know, keep that piece of energy available for when you go out. If it's not there when you're going, it might be there when you get there. Never discount it. As I said, there's a reverse gear in all our cars. We can always turn around and come home. And our friends and our partners will totally understand it. So when I'm not out and about, and I'm not resting, and I'm not getting my chemo, people say to me, well, what else do you do? And I'm sure you all know, and I'm just going to remind you again, I do speak very highly of the Gary Kelly Cancer Support Centre in Drogheda, a fully registered charity who are just amazing people and help me out no end. all for free. Okay, we do our donations and whatever, and you know, we try and help them out as best we can, but no money need change hands, you know, and they're all very professional down there. And there's a range of different courses and classes, and just even going out for a friendly chat and a cup of coffee, and they're there for you. What brings me on to this is that my friend Barbara O'Connor, who had a brainwave there some weeks ago, and I'm helping her out on it. We're bringing it to fruition. We have this fundraiser on the go now. We've just started it last night, actually. I was still twiddling away, adjusting things at 2:30, 3:00 in the morning, and I think Barbara was as well, from our respective bases, I might add. But, we've called our fundraiser Hearts for Heroes. For those who don't know Barbara, she's very, very handy and at the crafting and homemade cards and all that. So Hearts for Heroes is basically 148 hearts. And Barbara has a handmade ribbon, like the cancer ribbon, that the hearts will be going into when they're hand-painted. And basically what we're saying to people is you can buy a heart for a hero for 10 euros minimum. But if you can afford 15, 20 euros or more, please do, because all the money is going to Gary Kelly. Buy the heart and it'll be put into the case, the big ribbon case. And when we have 148 hearts all painted up with people's names or companies' names on them, our intention is then just to present it with the money, I might add, obviously, to the Gary Kelly Cancer Support Centre in Drogheda. So that's our plan. You know, it should work out. Hearts for Heroes, I think, is a great name. The name came from, all credit to Barbara for the name, to be fair. It's not being patriotic or patronising, because a heart for a hero, I'm not the hero, by the way, for my heart. My hero is my mum, and of course the Gary Kelly Centre as well. So I've bought a heart for my mum. So my heart has gone into the big ribbon, and I hope yours does as well. How do you do it? We're using social media, which I know isn't everybody's cup of tea, but we're using that as our tool or as our leverage to get the message out there. We have a page on Facebook. I could say find us on Facebook, but you could find hundreds of pages that are very similar to what we're doing. So what I have cleverly done is, if I don't mind patting my own self in the back for a moment, I've developed a website, or a web address, more like it. And the web address is heartsforheroes.net. So on your browser or your smartphone, if you go to heartsforheroes.net, it'll bring you directly to the Facebook page concerned. And it's very simple. Look at the instructions on it. Just notes there telling you what to do. Just simply send the 10 euros or more if you can afford it. We've got two PayPal addresses on it, one for me and one for Barbara. And when we receive the funds, we channel it into a bank account. And then when we've the 148 hearts all sold, please God, both the bank accounts will be emptied, the piggy banks turned upside down, and the money and the ribbon, the handmade ribbon case with the hearts in it, will be presented to the Gary Kelly Centre. So 148 hearts, 10 euro minimum. It's not a lot to ask. I'm sure you have a hero out there on your own mind that you would like to remember, or a company would like maybe to have its presence known on this, because it is a glass case. All these hearts will be seen by the public, I'm sure, in the Gary Kelly Centre when it's hung on the wall eventually. So if you can at all, please help myself and Barbara out. All the funds go to the Gary Kelly Support Centre. They are a registered charity. They're helping me no end, but I'm not going to be greedy and jealous about it. If they're helping me, I can assure you they're helping hundreds of people, if not more. It's on social media. I know it's not everybody's cup of tea, but if you go to the website or type in the URL, as we say, heartsforheroes, all one word, .net, it'll bring you to our page. And if you could give us any support at all, we would very, very much appreciate it. So I think you've heard enough of my voice for my next podcast, or for this podcast. Thank you for listening. It's Friday. Thank Crunchy is Friday. I think I might get to a birthday party tonight if I feel up to it. So how about I go for a 2-hour sneaky snooze? That might help. Thanks again, folks, for listening. Please do pass on the word
Podcasts are here to stay, as are my blogs. For more information, check out my website, very simply to remember, AidanMurphy.com. Thank you, have a great weekend, and enjoy yourselves. Bye for now.